May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, July 1st, 2023, and tonight I'm celebrating the American Revolution a few days early with the full moon in 2 days, and July 4th the next day following. So here we go, folks. Hold on to your hats. We're going to do a evolution, revolution, revelations things in this show, and we've got this full moon in Capricorn coming up, has some propitious aspects that I'll go into briefly before discussing the two newsletters I've published since my last show. These weekly newsletters are archived at the HeartCom Network and listed in the Cosmic Love show notes. So those who are on a computer can pull up another window and follow the narrative of these two newsletters as I discuss them. I'll flesh them out. And of course, you know, I'll be getting off topic a little bit as I go a little nonlinear, fleshing out, you know, the bones, you might say, of some really major things that have been happening the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to begin with some content for my July 4th newsletter, and then I'll go back to the Solstice and New Moon newsletter from 2 weeks ago, as I said. If you follow geopolitics these days, you know things are pretty intense and there's a massive global power shift brewing. You know, the war, they're calling it the fifth generation warfare for the hearts and minds of global humanity is heating up, and you can either be awake and aware of the opportunity for a great enlightenment and global holistic healing, or not so much. So I'll go into this. The straight skinny on the deep doo-doo today, folks. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So the quantum field astrology psychology will give us some insight into what's going on in the geopolitical thraldom these days. You might say that the collective field of Earth is our interface, our unified field connection with our solar system's quantum field. And right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is sharing some very interesting quantum field resonance with subtle energies of the kingdom of heaven within us, you might say. You know, the quantum cosmic field within us. You know, we are in the universe and the universe is within us, as I've explained in great detail. You know, the order of the universe going back to ancient Chinese understanding of the quantum field of the body with acupuncture and the meridian, the energy circuits of the body, and the chi factors, the dealing with the energy component in food, nutrition, herbs, etc. I could go into the astrology psychology for the next hour, which is, to me, fascinating. It's another language that I speak. But believe me, the current events of the week are reflected in the cosmic intensity and the quantum field around Earth and between our ears in amazing ways. So I'll touch on the astrology a little bit before I go into this newsletter. Right now, of course, the sun is in Cancer, which is a water sign. The emotional body, understood by many people as the kind of the energy of the nurturing energy of the Divine Mother principle. But what's interesting, that's you might say a right brain energy, but right now Mercury is almost exactly conjunct the sun, you know, within a degree. And so you've got the mental body, you know, Mercury is the mental body. When it's conjunct and blending with the sun's energy, you get more of a left brain logical, left brain linear, letter of the law rather than a right brain, nonlinear, spherical spirit of the law. So it's kind of an interesting left brain, right brain thing going on with that conjunction. Both of them are in trine with Saturn in Pisces. And Saturn is more of a, again, a congruent, a very congruent, usually considered, you know, a left brain linear energy. But it's in Pisces, which is the deepest of all right brain intuitive, you know, nonlinear energy. So again, you have a left brain, right brain thing going on. So a balanced brain, you know, with a trine like this, you've got a blending of these energies of the left and the right brain with Sun, Mercury, and in Cancer, and Saturn in Pisces. And you've got, you know, the a harmonic, you might say, a harmonic balance of the left and right brain thing going on. At the same time, we've got the moon is in Sagittarius, and it's trine Venus in Leo, which is a very social conscious energy. It's an expansive energy with the trine, and Venus is also conjunct within a few degrees of Mars. So you, again, you got the male, female, feminine Mars, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You got the Mars-Venus conjunction, trine the moon in Sagittarius, both fire signs, Leo and Sagittarius. So again, you've got this dynamic of the two in one, a polarity rather than duality, a blending of the left and the right hemisphere, a balancing of the two. I could go on with more of the geometry. The geometry that's going on right now is just amazing. And specifically, I'm referring to there's a yod, a finger of God. But that is an energy, a synergy in the Trinity. It's not an equilateral triangle. It's more like a 30 degrees with 250 degree angles, making what's called a yod or a finger of God, with the focus, again, being Mars in Leo, which is a masculine energy and a very social, assertive energy. And it's the synergy or the synthesis of the energies of Pluto and Neptune in Pisces, two of the outer planets. Pluto is right on the cusp of Capricorn and Aquarius. Anyway, you get a blending of these energies with a focus of the energies of, you might say, transformational power of Pluto and the very deep mystical energies of Neptune, which is, again, kind of an alpha and omega blending, focusing of their energies with this Mars and Leo. So this energy may be, you know, this is the type of a tune-in I do before a show to kind of tune into the collective energies and, so to speak, to resonate with or otherwise, so to speak, channel these energies. Now, that's one of the things going on with this yod, with the focus of energies with Mars and Leo, but also we've got going on a talent triangle this conjunction of the moon and Mercury is trine Saturn, as I mentioned before. Both of them are sextile Jupiter in Taurus, which is a very highly expansive educational, philosophical, spiritual energy of Jupiter in an earth sign, Taurus, which is like a grounding of it. So again, you've got a polarity of expansive and then contractive energies, Jupiter and Taurus. And it's in a trinity, but it's called the synergy of the trinity with sextiles and a trine geometry. And so there's this geometry going on in the chart that's really quite amazing. And this is the with these trines, there's a synergizing creativity. There's a creative force. There's a creative energy, and it's good for waking up, especially in regard to the signs. The planets and the signs involved, where the awakening is going on in the holodeck, in the holographic field, in the holographic, the fractal order of the holographic universe. These how energies are coalescing with this geometry. In the beginning, God geometrized. God is the geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, whereby these frames of reference coalesce energy in our consciousness, in the holodeck between our ears. You know, it's a holographic field that resonates with the left and right hemispheres, between those hemispheres, like corresponding to the left and right hemispheres, east and west of the Earth. And again, eastern hemisphere is more feminine, western hemisphere is more left brain dominant, linear, logical, letter of the law, more intuitive in the right hemisphere of the Earth, the Asian people, which is why the Asians have been considered historically as being inscrutable from the Western mind, because they think they're right brain dominant. They even their calligraphy, they read on the from the right to the left because they're right brain dominant. You know, the symbols, calligraphy symbols, reading from right to left, whereas in the West, we read from left to right because we're left brain dominant, and that's how language evolved in the West, with symbols of symbols creating sentences, words and sentences. So it's amazing how this, the holographic field, how it all plays in our consciousness. But anyway, like I say, I could go on with this astrology, psychology stuff for an hour, but that's enough for today. And so much for the Cosmic Fireside. I got some newsletters to discuss. I'm going to be getting into the, again, some strong meat, straight skinny on the deep doo-doo as far as serious stuff going on that you can sink your teeth into. And, you know, food for thought for the truly thoughtful. And I hope you appreciate at least something that I'll be going into. These are, again, from the last newsletters, the last couple newsletters, or the last couple weeks. Going back to summer solstice 2023, this is what was going on here this last couple of weeks ago, about 10 days ago, actually. This summer solstice, you know, is a point of balance whereby it's getting the days are getting now shorter. We're in summer, and the days are getting progressively shorter in the northern hemisphere and longer in the southern hemisphere. We've kind of peaked with the daylight in the northern hemisphere, but of course the equinox is a point of equilibrium, in a sense. In the cosmic scheme of Earth's yearly cycle, summer solstice is the longest day in the northern hemisphere and the shortest day in the southern hemisphere. And in the larger scheme of Earth's galactic cycle, you know, across the galactic plane, and I have a link on that in the newsletter. It's a 2-minute video under, you know, the understanding of our solar system as it orbits up and across, and up and down across the galactic plane, by way of a procession of the equinox, you know, the 26,000 year procession of the equinox, whereby in a larger scheme of this cycle, we've collectively entered, you know, the field of Aquarius, you know, the 12 quadrants of the heavens, and how our galaxy is positioned as it in the precession of the equinox. This is again explained with multiple graphics and videos on the links I provide on the source field, the field, the unified field, the quantum field. And since ancient times, the solstice has been an event of cosmic significance, you know, by way of ritualistic connection with the source field, the field, the quantum field, you know, the larger energy field that our, you might say, the holodeck between our ears is a subset of the larger holographic universe. It's actually a resonance chamber. You know, it's like the holodeck, holographic field between our ears resonates with the quantum field in the larger context of, you know, Earth's quantum field and, you know, the larger, of course, the universe. So this is a good time, but this time of the year where there's this balance thing going on, the left and right hemispheres, you know, the between our ears with the astrology, psychology, and the larger field of the Earth. It's a good time in general to commemorate and celebrate the all-connected, unified field, you know, harmony and order throughout the universe by centering and connecting, centering with heart coherence in the field, and connecting with mind congruence. Again, centering with heart coherence, which is The coherence factor is actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it is in the frequency of love, joy, and holy compassion. And it's an actual frequency, which is like the coherent field from the atomic to the galactic. It act as actually is the fabric of quantum universe. The coherence factor is something that I've written and talked about a lot in the newsletters recently. You can read more about it with links that I provide with videos and articles, and understanding how there are three energy fields throughout universe that, like a threefold flame principles, that involve heart coherence, mind congruence, and the co-creation of the two. And these are understood as right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and radiant energy fields. And in astrology, they're understood with right dynamic energy fields, like squares and oppositions, and round magnetic energy fields are like conjunctions and alignments, and radiant energy fields are those sextiles and trines I referred to before in the astrology report that I gave. So this centering and connecting, centering with heart coherence, and you can't be mind congruent unless and until your heart coherent in that state of, you know, loving kindness, you know, and coherence. And the mind congruence then is regarding universal law, language, archetypes, principles, frames of reference, you might say, for the first principles of cosmic law, universal law, language, law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, regarding dimensions and dimensional shift from 3D to 5D plus dimensions for, again, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, the time we're at, folks, you know, culturing effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And this is what the unveiling of Aquarius is about. So, again, this is an opportune time for a life review. And, you know, halfway through the year, you might say, a self-assessment of your progress on the path of conscious evolution maturity. And one of the tools for this that I'll be talking about today is the personal empowerment process. And I provide a link to an article that was just published for the July-August edition of Natural Life News. There's a link I provide, you know, if you're following along in the newsletter that from Summer Solstice on this personal empowerment process. You can click on that link or go to Natural Life News and see my article that is featured for the July-August issue regarding PEP, P-E-P, the personal empowerment process. As I introduced in my previous newsletter on Utopia or Oblivion, which if I have time, I'll get into here in the latter part of the show. So again, global civilization is now facing the same initiation as with the American Revolution, whether we will own our own lives or not. As Thomas Jefferson said, the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history. Whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite, unquote. Again, Thomas Jefferson nailed it. That is the issue, the big issue today. So either we are free to know better with well-informed, personalized choice, you know, like consent of the governed, or we are slave to those who censor and condemn the whole truth in the name of sustaining the big lie, war for peace, vaccines for health, and sacrificing our sovereignty for security until we lose the security of our five core internet freedoms. So, folks, this personal empowerment process is a big thing, and I can't emphasize enough of what Thomas Jefferson says about all this. I mean, he was the revolutionary who wrote the Declaration of Independence. And with Thomas Paine, the both of them basically sparked the revolution in higher consciousness. the Great Awakening in America at that time that led to the American Revolution, where it became the mainstream meme of the day. So today, these days, we're talking about, you might say, a parallel reality to the American Revolution, but now we're talking about America as an anagram. You know, America scrambled is the I Am Race. You know, for the I Am Race, you might say 5D plus consciousness worldwide. America, the I Am Race worldwide, evolution, revolution, revelations. 90% of the word revolution is evolution. You mean there's 10 letters and 9 of them are the word evolution. And that is really what we're going through with the you might say the great shift from the Great Awakening to the Great Enlightenment, Global Enlightenment. You know, this is what's going on. And you know, the theme of the year, since the beginning of the year, I've been calling this series, you know, the 2023 Great Awakening series. Well, we're halfway through this year, and I've been emphasizing this Great Awakening. What's been going on? Man, it's been going on, and we're moving into the Great Enlightenment, the global enlightenment. You know, people are waking up, wising up, rising up. So conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. I like the way that rolls off my tongue. I'm going to drink here. That's my coconut mango. Great way to hydrate your voice. Anyway, again, I'm kind of going to go into kind of an introductory content, some introductory content from my July 3rd Full Moon in Capricorn piece that I have not published yet, but I'm going to read from it, some of it. And this is, again, the day before the 4th of July. That full moon will set the tone, this full moon in Capricorn, for the celebration of the new American Revolution I was referring to. So as Thomas Jefferson said again, I quote, "We need a revolution every 20 years just to keep government honest," unquote. So Jefferson also stated in the Declaration of Independence that it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish government that no longer serves the consent of the governed. And I like this quote of Thomas Jefferson where he says, "I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical world." Well, folks, the storm is upon us. Huge waves of the Aquarian quantum shift, the Aquarian quantum age, are breaking on the shore of social conscience in our global social networks. I mean, a new common sense of the family of mankind in a global village of all connected quantum net reality is morphing the matrix of divisive, dystopian dis-ease and devolution behind the disintegration of planetary civilization. That's straight skinny on the deep doo-doo I was talking about. So we are now witnessing a global shift in perceptions from the Great Awakening to Great Enlightenment. And some of us have yet to awaken, you know, from paradigm paralysis, but others are luminaries of a new enlightenment. So this global event has been long prophesied as a personal and planetary conscious evolution in terms of what is known biblically as revelations. And this is a time ordained by cosmic cycles. So celebrate this new American Revolution in America, AMERICA, as the anagram code, you know, with the letters scrambled for the I Am Race, 5D plus, you know, worldwide. This is the big shift from local to global. This is the Aquarian energy that deals more with the collective unity and diversity rather than divisions of our individuality and the divisive divide to conquer dialectic that we see with the power trips of the power elite. controlling, you might say, the mass mind with fifth generation warfare of fear, you know, death and hell, you know, scenarios to keep us, you know, divided and in paradigm paralysis. So it's shifting. I mean, there's a global revolution and evolution we see now is like a higher octave frequency. It's like Neptune is the higher octave of Venus, and Pluto is the higher octave of Mercury. There are higher octaves of this revolution. It's more like I say, 90% of the word revolution is evolution, which is like a higher octave frequency in the Aquarian field of energy that raises our prevailing awareness with more conscientious common sense of a unified field nature in terms of general enlightenment that empowers our effective sensory perception of by and for of inner a high state of interactive love, you know, which is, you know, of course, the hardware model I quite often talk about, that makes deep state disintegration obsolete. Jefferson has a great quote that I haven't got handy about, you know, given general enlightenment, you know, with in the public and all the fears and doubts and, you know, dis-ease will dissipate like fog at the, you know, the dawn of day. So here we have it. This is what's going on. There's a global shift from great awakening to great enlightenment that will naturally mature as we network for the net worth of net reality with a high standard of instant everywhere and interactive love and action. So in the meantime, great awakening naturally has a lot of blowback, you know, as people worldwide realize that systemic corruption in global systems of government has become seriously pathological for power over people rather than of, by, and for the people. And this is power for profiting from creation and management of endless war and disease. I'll take a contemporary quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., quote of the week. He says, "If I run, my top priority will be to end the corrupt merger between state and corporate power that has ruined our economy, shattered the middle class, polluted our landscapes and waters, poisoned our children, and robbed us of our values and freedoms." Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is very outspoken about this quote that I just gave. The poisoned our children part would be about the toxic vaccines that he has addressed very specifically, whereas, you know, this, they've been pushed down our throat, you know, from the beginning of the COVID. And I've written and talked a lot about that. And Jefferson, as he would say, and as he prophetically stated back about 1980 or 1787, he said that the end of democracy and the defeat of the American Revolution will occur when government falls into the hands of lending institutions and moneyed in corporations, corporate tyranny, the corporatocracy, corporatism. And is that prophetic or what? Of course, the privately owned Fed, which isn't federal and it has no reserves, Federal Reserve, it's more than 100 years old. It was taken over. Government, you know, fell into the hands of lending institutions, the false flag Fed. It's not federal, has no reserves. And what we have is corporatism. Ever since the Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court in 2010, when corporations were given personhood, we've got this takeover of corporations where now it's in the open. It's in our face. Corporations don't die. They're not like people. Giving them the rights of individuals when they don't die, now they can finance. They can have unlimited financing, basically, of elections. Corporations can, you know, to sway the voting. I mean, this is what we're seeing with the rigging of elections. It's corporations behind the scenes that are rigging the elections, folks. I think we all know that by now, or we should by now. I'm going to get another drink. Excuse me. Mm. Okay. Anyway, I've been going on about Jefferson. Jefferson was an amazing guy. He was one of the keynote founding father leaders of the American Revolution. And there was a great awakening going on back, at the beginning of the revolution that was going on, a spiritual revivals was going on. And it all fed into the Great Awakening and the great, you might say, enlightenment back then that led to the Spirit of Freedom. The first time in the world's history where the consent of the government was honored with the Constitution. It took 13 years from Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution, known as the Bicentennial Era. In 1776, we celebrated that at the 200th year of that. 13-year, it was the Bicentennial Era from 76 to 89. So it was an anchoring back at that time. Things are happening much faster these days because of the instant everywhere interactive internet. And this is what has really sparked a new common sense with the Great Awakening has been the internet. We're talking about a conscious evolution, beyond the stinking thinking from paradigm paralysis and dense and conscious and heartless. I'm referring to the power shift, as it hits the Aquarian fan, because there is a power shift going on from highly centralized top-down mass programming of the mass mind to highly decentralized upwising and uprising of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So we're talking about there's a rise of the high state beyond the demise of the deep state, and public representation capabilities beyond agenda-rigged voting with machine-rigged voting. And we're talking about higher authority beyond status quo normalcy bias. So again, we're talking about a high state of conscientious common sense beyond corporatism. So I could say a lot about corporatism. There's a lot going on there that is trying to own and control the human and physical resources of the planet. One of the best ways to transition, to transform the collective consciousness of global humanity is with this understanding of self and civilization, the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physical, regarding government, education, healthcare, and the economy. They might say the four quadrants of the of wholeness of in self and civilization. This is what I go into with the introduction of the personal empowerment process. When we are free to know better with well-informed, personalized choice, owning our own lives, or we are slave to those who censor and condemn the whole truth in the name of sustaining the big lie of war for peace, vaccines for health, and sacrificing our sovereignty for security until we have neither sovereignty nor security. So, again, I'm back to referencing this personal empowerment process for mediating the source field, navigating the internet. The internet, from internet to internet, from cyberspace to inner space, with PEP, this personal assessment process, which is like an internet portal that initiates understanding of the fundamentals, the archetypes of universal law, language, light language, language of consciousness, and the Aquarian love archetypes, model, thought forms for local global interaction on a mass-to-mass scale. And Global Telecom, I provide links on this in the content if you're reading along from the narrative at Summer Solstice 2023. And you can always, pause if you're creating your own multimedia show, where you're listening to the podcast in the future. You can always pause this as you're, and pull up, in the footnotes, you'll have the link to the newsletter. It's published on the internet that has the videos and articles that you can then as you pause the narrative, you know, as I'm going through this, you know, with the podcast, as you pause that, you can always look at the videos and articles and go into more, you know, scan the cartoons and, you know, just basically create your own multimedia show and then go back and continue on with the podcast. So you can have a multimedia show that the things that really interest you, again, you can take a deep dive. You can, or you can just pause, take a break at any time. Of course, with the podcast, that's the value of it. And the background of this, what I'm talking about, Global Telecom, for example, I introduced to 10 agencies of the federal government in 1974. We're talking about, you know, 49 years ago. And this was after lecturing at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop in the summer of 1974. And it was after lecturing there that there was two individuals, one from the World Future Society, another from the Committee for the Future, who were involved with Barbara Marks Hubbard and her SynCons, or Synergy Convergence, you know, workshops, which they were conducting in the fall, and they wanted me to give the keynote address regarding the lecture that I've given for upgrade of freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government as a way of celebrating the bicentennial era from 76 to 89. So, folks, I mean, I developed that 50 years ago and gave this presentation this summer, 49 years ago, on Capitol Hill, and World Game Studies Workshop, and then Capitol Hill later in the fall. So this is just, I mean, I was way ahead of my time as far as an Aquarian model for personal and planetary revolution, or evolution, revelations. I mean, I'm talking about a long history of development, and on this solstice, 2023, I'm celebrating the 50th year anniversary of my original formulation of this personal empowerment process as a universal interface for global interaction, you know, the Heartware Project. I have the whole website on the Heartware Project. Again, that's linked. You can pause the podcast, you know, in the future and go to that, read that compendium on this Heartware Project for global upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government, what that looks like. Again, celebrating the American Revolution with upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government all year round. I mean, I saw this coming as an Aquarian model 50 freaking years ago. So, you know, always remember, governments are either of, by, and for the people, or of, by, and for the deep state of self-serving corporatocracy. I mean, the bicentennial, there was an organization called PBC, People's Public Broad, and it was a public organization that I got involved with. Jeremy Rifkin headed it up, the People's Bicentennial Party, but it was all about corporate tyranny. Now, this was the real issue, and he was saying this back in 1976 at the bicentennial. Anyway, it was quite a strong movement across the United States at that time, you know, basically to herald or sound the alarm of the issue that we're facing with the new American Revolution. And he was saying it back there, and I'm saying it now. It is corporatocracy, because corporate law has established legal precedents, you know, whereby corporate stakeholders come before public interests when profits are at stake. It's basically that simple. I mean, Thomas Jefferson was the brilliant founding father who best articulated the full implications of this profits before people betrayal of the Constitution. And as Jefferson said, and I referenced a smaller quote of this previously, but he said that, quote, this is Jefferson speaking. He said, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, then first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson. So Jefferson said that the banks, you know, if we let them take over the issue of the currency, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And what is the World Economic Forum saying? You will own nothing and be happy. just like Jefferson prophesied. World Economic Forum, that's what they came out the gate saying. Oh, you will own nothing and be happy. We will, basically, they're saying, you know, the power elite will own everything. You'll own nothing and be happy. We'll own and control the human and physical resources of the planet. And you'll be happy. I mean, you'll be happy like, you'll be happy like an animal is happy that's given food and water. And that's about it. What we're living through today, folks, is modern day prophecy. We're seeing that people are waking up to this. So keep in mind that the global revolution in higher consciousness, it begins with the free will choice to either fool oneself or liberate oneself. There's two ways to be a fool. One is to believe what is not true, and the other is to refuse to believe what is true. Or as Mark Twain said, the truth has no defense against a fool determined to believe a lie. Mark Twain is the most brilliant humorist. So he said that the truth has no defense against a fool who is determined to believe a lie. And I'll add to that there's three ways to liberate conscience. You know, how we look at the Great Awakening. Three ways to look at the Great Awakening to liberate conscience. One is controlled demolition of corrupt systems, social, political, and economic systems that are corrupt and no longer serving the purpose for which they were created. Number two, controlled evolution of Aquarian models. You know, upgrade of freedom of speech, assembly to petition government, global holistic healing, and global telecommunity, telecom, telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, etc. Three, whole systems coherence, congruence, resulting in decentralized evolutionary ascension. You know, transforming deep states of dense, unconscious, and heartless to a high state conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. And of course, that's the global telecom model that I've gone into before and we'll discuss another time. So the way we think about the Great Awakening determines how we inadvertently create the Great Enlightenment. You know, it's one thing to be awake and another thing to be enlightened. And as Max Planck, the quantum physicist pioneer, said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. This is one of the first principles of quantum physics, quantum science, that the observer of quantum reactions of the quantum field itself, the observer changes the response. Lots been said about that. Some who have studied, you know, the Aquarian quantum age dynamics have a better understanding of this. But what it comes down to is that what we think about, we naturally bring about. The flow of creator's energy through creation, you know, focusing tension with pure intention, acts to organize information in formation, pattern recognition, for the big picture that empowers wisdom with a high state of cosmic universal love, the personal empowerment process. Again, is an exquisite metaphor for the creative ascent process, you know, the capstone vision, whereby the people thrive. Of course, without vision, the people perish, and that's the choice. So seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. Now, at the beginning of this piece, Summer Solstice, I finished up with a very high keynote video. It's a May 29th message from Sanat Kumara, the great cosmic being Sanat Kumara. And this is for initiates, you know, the higher initiates on the list, or those, you know, you're listening to the show today, those who are, have a higher initiatic understanding of a of this high frequency etheric plane, you know, it's a heart stream dictation that warrants Christic higher mental plane conscience, you know, discernment. So if you process this accordingly, you know, within witnessing the three keynotes with conscientious 5D enlightened full spectrum love, you know, the love model, geometrically ordered divinity, first principles of cosmic law, the archetypes of wholeness for archetypal, you know, consciousness of the keys to the kingdom, the, you know, the creative ascent process, it has an effect like a self-elevating, self-fulfilling prophecy. So as Sanat Kumara says at 9 minutes, 50 seconds, it's all a matter of consciousness, right? So this is the video, Divine Love, Divine Love from Venus by way of Sanat Kumara, Lady Master Venus, and many Venusian masters who infuse us with the frequency of the divine love and beauty. This brings understanding and joy so we may know our sacred connection with Source. They are assisting us in culturing the transformation of Earth, a new community of light, and the rising Aquarian culture of the Divine Mother. So that solstice piece finishes on a high note. That was on the heels of the presentation I did a few days earlier on the new moon, the new moon in Gemini on June 17th. You know, about 2 weeks ago. So that was more of an intense geopolitical compendium newsletter. I titled it "The Ultimatum of World War or Peace, Utopia or Oblivion," and the Trump arrest debacle. You know, when Trump was arrested. So it begins with, you know, a Tucker Carlson, you know, shocker of the year. He's been doing these different episodes. I think he's done 7 episodes so far. And since he's left Fox News, he is doing intense, unrestricted truth-telling like no one else is doing. And he's had more than 100 million people listening to these last 7, of these episodes. And I mean, so I begin by saying, you know, in this commentary, he did the third episode. This was back on June 13th. He had done the third episode. I mean, I asked these questions rhetorically. Is it true that on February 16th, 2016, Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history? Are you aware that this federal government is in collusion with the military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, and big media, who all profit big from endless wars and disease? Would you agree that this FedGov deep state corporatocracy considers Trump the greatest enemy to their abject tyranny? There's a cartoon, you know, of Biden in a tank holding up a sign, Biden in 2024. He's in a tank that says Department of Weaponized Justice. The tank is running over, you know, the goddess of truth, the goddess of justice. The tank's running over her on the way to Trump 2024 headquarters. In other words, the Department of Justice has been weaponized, and justice is out of control. And Tucker Carlson takes aim at wannabe dictator Joe Biden. That's one article that begins with going into the fourth episode. This is followed by Awaken with JP satire, the video that some people, the only reason they look at my compendium newsletters is to watch the videos by Awaken with JP and read the cartoons. So some great cartoons in this piece. This Utopia or Oblivion, and some great videos humorous videos, intense videos, awakening videos. So what's it going to be, subservient or free? At least we have a clear choice now. And it goes into the problem, you know, moral degradation, as compared to the first principle, the prime directive to do no harm, you know, pure intention, has been severely violated in our core social, political, and economic institutions. And the solution, you know, moral integration, restoration, you know, the fifth principle, 5D integration of the four other dimensions of the creative ascent process, goes into it a little bit, you know, and different videos by Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, two of them on Conscious Universe, and a recent one on artificial intelligence and sentience, discussing consciousness, sentience, awareness, and what's going on with this new of artificial intelligence and souls, souls awakening. Satisfying the criteria of consciousness. And again, I referenced the personal empowerment process in a link where you can read about that. So this is some really, you know, amazing stuff for those who are really on the path of conscious evolution. Those who are serious, these are tools. These videos by Rupert Sheldrake, is the more you become conscious, again, what you think about, you bring about. The more you become conscious of how you are conscious with this personal empowerment process, the more you mature in your conscience, that small voice within of yay or nay, you know, the quality of your discernment to know better so you can do better, you know, with more light and love, cosmic love, universal love, you know, for global enlightenment, you know, the great enlightenment on the heels of the great awakening, you know, for upwising and uprising with more light and love, easier and faster. So this is the purpose and plan the masters know and serve. And, you know, building God's kingdom, they have picture in God's consciousness. I'd like to finish up on these notes that we are looking at amazing revelations going on in the media every week. Most people don't have the time for it. I want to know what's going on. So enlightened self-interest. I study these videos and articles of the week. I curate, you know, the ones that are the most enlightening in terms of mainstreaming general awakening. So this mainstreaming of the Great Awakening, from Great Awakening to the Great Enlightenment. That's my pure intention for focusing attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I want to thank everyone who's listened to the show today for tuning in. There are different videos of the articles of the week that you will rarely, if ever, see in the lamestream media. And this is to provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, also known as the time of revelations or the Great Awakening, which is the Aquarian frequency ship for greater enlightenment and a 5D quantum shift to the quantum age of unified field conscience with effective sensory perception and the image and likeness of God, love, source, I am, or the Aquarian we are as united sovereigns of Earth. And this is the big drama on the world stage right now. The Aquarian frequency shift is bringing light to dark places within and with all, and the dark side deep state is thus disintegrating while a high state of conscientious common sense is integrating, mostly behind the scenes. So hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good. Make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.